Hello and welcome. I'm Tara, the founder of Raising Resilient Children, where I support parents and educators with tools and skills for feelings, kindness, and everyday mental well-being, also known as social emotional skills and empathy. As a longtime educator, former preschool owner, and parent, I know that there is no cookie-cutter approach to raising children, and information can be overwhelming. Let's tackle some of this by having some important conversations and digging into some different topics. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how you can use changemakers as a parenting tool, as a way for building essential life skills and for developing conversations around big or tricky topics. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about Terry Fox. Before I get started, I do want to share a trigger warning. In this episode, I will be talking about cancer, grief, the dying process, and loss, because these are all a really important part of talking about Terry Fox's legacy and how his legacy stands for so many things and how his story is a way to teach children about the life process and dying. Here in Canada, the Terry Fox Run is this weekend, September 18th. And every year across Canada, people participate in the Terry Fox Run to raise awareness and funds for cancer research. This event started over 40 years ago when Terry was diagnosed with cancer and had to have his leg amputated. As a part of his recovery, he saw the impact cancer was having on people and children. And one of the things he decided was that he wanted to do something about it. And what he decided to do was run across Canada. And he called his run the Marathon of Hope. Now, one of the things about this story, about this legacy, is that while he was running across Canada, unfortunately, his cancer came back and he didn't actually complete his run. But he asked us to continue so that every year we have this annual event, the Terry Fox Run, to celebrate, to remember, and to continue to raise awareness and funds towards cancer research. And I think a big component of this here in Canada is now knowing that the cancer that Terry had and had to have his leg amputated for is now curable. And it's because of things like this. It's because of the Terry Fox Run. When I'm talking about using this changemaker as a way of sort of tackling big conversations, I talk about it as a legacy story. And Terry has created this amazing legacy story about perseverance, about determination, adversity, cancer, hope, and loss. So when I'm supporting families with sort of building up these conversations about grief and about loss and terminal illness, I often help them develop legacy stories, using Terry as like the model for the importance of memories, as well as the possibilities of story. So when I'm thinking about how do we have these very difficult conversations with children and families, one of the places that I think is so helpful and beneficial to start is to think about what change makers can sort of support the journey. And Terry's story makes such an amazing connection on so many levels and for so many different ages. Those of you who know me or have worked with me or have been following me for a while know that Terry Fox had a profound impact on me growing up. And it's something I've really carried forward in the work that I do. And it's a piece that really shapes some of the things that I believe. And in fact, when I really, really sit down and reflect, when I was in grade school, I had a book report project where I had to read a variety of genres and prepare reports on those books. And one of the genres was nonfiction. And I chose to read Terry Fox, His Story by Leslie Scrivener. And I'm dating myself here. But when I really reflect on that project, I actually think this is where my belief, like the idea that there's possibilities for using books to foster social emotional skills and empathy, I actually think that's where it started. Because that book, that story, that project, it is forever etched into my mind. And it taught me so much about mindset and dedication and commitment and perseverance. It also taught me about sadness and loss and grief and cancer. And I think when we reflect on stories like Terry's, what we see is that there's so many opportunities for fostering a lot of skills. And when I help families sort of build social emotional skills, or I support them with navigating a difficult topic, I will often select books about change makers to support the process because they can have such a profound impact on developing those conversations with children. One of the things that was a really important part of my teaching model was this idea that we need to build skills on an ongoing basis versus trying to tackle topics only when they're happening. So in the case of Terry Fox, this was something that I taught on an annual basis because in all my years of teaching and working with children and families, there hasn't been a single year where I haven't had to support a family with grief or loss or terminal illness. So something I learned really early on in my career is that this conversation, this topic, and the skills that go along with it, it's something that we really need to have, you know, start these conversations with children when they're young so that when it's time, they are better equipped to handle it. And on a personal level, someone that's really important to me was diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago. And because of my philosophies around having these conversations and using change makers like Terry Fox, sort of on a regular basis in conversations, my children were better equipped for the conversation. They knew the potential, the seriousness, but they also knew the possibilities because there's ways of building out these conversations that help us create balance and put a sense of preparedness. One of the things that is so tricky about building social emotional skills is that quite often they happen in moments of difficulty. And truth be told, learning in moments of difficulty doesn't work particularly well because our brains aren't receptive to learning. Whether this is trying to teach our children about their feelings in a meltdown or trying to navigate grief while grief is happening. So one of the things that when I think about sort of big picture topics, grief and loss being one of them, how can we make sure that we're sort of infusing these conversations into the types of books we read and using moments of time like every September to introduce these conversations? I think a lot of times we avoid conversations with young children in particular because we don't think they'll understand or we want to protect them from them. But the thing that I know about children, and if you've been following me or listening to episodes so far, you also have heard me say this, kids already know, they already sense. What they don't have is the language and an understanding to sort of navigate, right? Instead, they take it on themselves or they try to sort of think it's their fault, that kind of thing. So one of the things about building social emotional skills is when we can do it in common connection, we're so much better equipped to handle, to navigate trickiness. So using Terry Fox's legacy and books around it, you can really have some age-appropriate conversations. And one of the reasons that I love books, and again, if you've been following me for a while, you know that books are a core component of how I support families, but they're really an important avenue for engaging children in dialogues and really help you foster some skills. Because what it does, what books do, is they take abstract ideas and make them more concrete. So having conversations alone can be kind of tricky for children, even right up into middle school, because you're putting ideas out there and it's hard to focus. It's hard to engage. And for really young children, it's very hard. They're not really abstract thinkers in that way, right? They're imaginative thinkers, but they're not abstract thinkers about social emotional skills and grief and difficulty, right? Young children in particular, they're visual learners. So when you put a picture book into important conversations, you're really starting to ground those conversations. And one of the things I like to say about using books for teaching skills like this is that it really takes the pressure off conversations as well, right? Like we can all imagine those conversations that we have where we're all sitting around the table or we're out for that walk or we're in the car and they're a bit awkward and hard because, or extra layered of hard because you know there's that vibe in the air. When we put those more challenging conversations around a book, you take off that pressure, right? You take off that vibe that's there. So how do I use Terry's legacy to teach and how can you use it? So the first layer is I use his story to teach about mindset and perseverance because a core component of his story and throughout, like when he talks about sort of his friendship with Doug and those kinds of things, and I'm going to be sharing a book about this, you really see from an early age that Terry is a very focused individual and that he does not give up easily on many things. And the very fact that he, you know, had his leg amputated and then decided to run across Canada to raise awareness and build funds towards more research and help people understand really does show you this sort of level of perseverance that's not too common, right? And that's one of the reasons I call him a change maker, right? He changes our ideas around what is possible. And then the second way I used Harry's legacy story is to really introduce the idea and carry forward important lessons about grief and cancer and dying, right? The idea that there's the component of the story where he doesn't make it, right? He isn't able to finish the run himself, and yet is still continuing over 40 years later. But there's also the component of it that, hey, the cancer that he had is now curable because of his work, right? That's part of his legacy. So we see hope and possibility in this very tragic or sad story at the same time. So when we're using it as a teaching tool, as a way of connecting children around a really difficult topic, this sort of provides some balance, right? The hope component, as well as the realities, right? The realities that we all go through this process of living and then eventually dying. And again, I know it can be really sort of tempting to focus all our energy on conversations that have all the positive aspects, right? That everything was sort of smooth and calm, and really sort of avoid the raw emotions and realities of his challenges. But I encourage you to think about the idea that a very real aspect of living is dying. And Terry Fox's story provides such an amazing space to teach children about legacy stories, about determination and friendship and family. It also, you know, introduces like some guided conversation opportunities to talk about medical suffering, about cancer, about dying and the process of grief, right? And these are often topics that we avoid with children because they're uncomfortable or we want to protect them. And Terry Fox's story and the Marathon of Hope is such an opportunity to explore some of these skills by grounding them in a real event with a real person who had a deep impact, right? This idea of building skills in calm and connection. One of my absolute favorite ways of doing this is with books. And as I said, it's in grade school, I did that project and it just sort of stuck with me. And books are such an effective way to start conversations, especially difficult ones, right? It helps us take abstract to concrete. And when we use books to help have these conversations, it really sort of builds our understanding and awareness in a sort of no pressure way. I mean, we're all going to feel strong feelings when we're processing these things, but it really does help us shape our conversations around a topic with some amazing visuals. So I'm actually going to share a couple of books with you. And don't worry if you miss out on the titles and things like that, I will definitely share them in the show notes. So a couple of years ago, on the 40th anniversary of the Marathon of Hope, a new picture book came out that was based on the friendship of Terry and his best friend, Doug. And it was called Terry Fox and Me by Mary Beth Leatherdale and Milan Pavlovic. It is such a beautiful picture book because it was based on the true story of Doug and how they became grade school friends. And it showed how Terry's unrelenting determination was such a key component of fostering their friendship, and how it carried through his diagnosis, his recovery, and his journey to start the Marathon of Hope, sort of, and beyond. This book is a great place for sort of that level A conversation, for developing growth mindset and, you know, facilitating conversations around resiliency and perseverance. It shows the importance of the power of connection and friendship and how that can really help you conquer your challenges, right? When we work together. This story doesn't so much introduce the idea like that Terry didn't make it. Instead, it focuses on cancer and treatment and his journey to start the Marathon of Hope, but it doesn't talk about him dying. So in terms of a great intro to this amazing change maker and the impact that he had, and maybe an introduction to the idea of cancer and what cancer can do and the possibilities of recovery, this is a great place to start, right? A much older book, and one that I've used for years as sort of the part B, is Terry Fox, A Story of Hope by Maxine Trottier. Now, this is a nonfiction style book, so it's very fact focused, but it does go through his entire journey. So if you're looking for that more balanced, like, well, what happened and why do we have this annual event, right? And getting into those conversations, that's where you can explore some of those. It's not a picture book. It's very much like encyclopedia style, if you will. For a middle grade book, and this is a book that I actually included in my master's work, it's Run by Eric Walters. So this is a story that focuses on a young boy who is struggling with his choices and really facing some difficult times with following the separation of his parents. After he gets suspended from school, he has to spend time with his father, who is a newspaper columnist or journalist, who is tasked with following Terry Fox from Nova Scotia. So in this novel, which is historical fiction, Walters takes Terry's story and he shares it sort of through a young person's perspective. And it really makes the storyline very relatable for sort of your middle school age. I think one of the things that is so important about sharing books like this is also taking into account the idea that part of learning about Terry's journey is that we might go through a grief process, right? That we become connected. And certainly that's what happened in my trajectory, right? I saw sort of Terry inspired me to persevere and have growth mindset and all the possibilities. But I definitely had to reflect on my grief thoughts and death. And what does that mean, right? And kids go through different understandings of grief and death. And young children really tend to experience grief through their caring adults because they don't yet have the mental complexity to sort of understand finality. They don't really understand finality till somewhere between 6 and 8. So when you have a young child who is sort of experiencing or trying to understand grief or death, often with their caring adults, they're actually reflecting what they see in their caring adults versus actually understanding it themselves. Versus older children who have sort of a greater sense have a different perspective. And one of the things that can happen in this process is that young children will reprocess grief or death later as they have a better understanding of finality. And it's not uncommon. And again, one of these sort of skill building components of this conversation is a lot of kids between 3 and 5 will ask about death and wonder about death, right? Because plants die and pets die. And am I going to die? But the complexity of those questions, they don't really fully grasp. It's more of a sort of, well, what happens when? What do we do, right? So one of the things when I'm talking about something like a legacy story like Terry Fox's is I do something called book pairing. And that's where I will approach the story knowing that I need to have some skills in place. For example, there's a great book called Lifetimes, and it's a very sort of beautiful approach to living and dying in sort of, I'm going to say, a matter-of-fact way. Or Gentle Willow, which is written sort of with the complexities or nuances of understanding terminal illness and building a legacy story. So I might pair those two books together to help children better understand Terry Fox's sort of legacy story. For a slightly older child, the Kids Book About series, there are several. There's one about cancer, there's one about grief, there's one about dying. And again, when I'm thinking about having conversations about someone like Terry Fox, I might pair those books together because there's two skills happening simultaneously. And even though we're thinking about this change maker who we don't know personally, part of preparing children to have conversations is realizing that we need to do skill building for both things, right? This sort of start the introductory conversations. And then, like my story that I shared, when the situation comes around that you need to use these skills on a more personal level, you're then sort of building a different layer of skills. You're having different conversations because you've already done the groundwork. You've already done the groundwork as part of sort of building social emotional skills in the things that you do and the stories that you read. So that's just a little sort of intro into one of the greatest sort of change makers that impacted me growing up, and how I carried forward their stories and teachings in the work that I did, and then later how I supported families and my sort of grounding in using books to have these conversations and learning and working with the idea that we can't really shield kids from hard conversations or hard topics when we tackle them by building age-appropriate conversations and building them in phases, that helps them be better prepared for situations that eventually will happen, right? Or they will be experienced. They'll know someone in their class. They'll know someone in their family or these kinds of things. So hopefully sharing this story gave you a bit of insight. If you have questions, I'm happy to have you reach out. I am building a course for how do we sort of do this at the next level. If you want to be in the know for that, please hop on my mailing list. Otherwise, I hope you have an amazing Terry Fox run this weekend. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe so you will be notified when future episodes launch, and share this episode with friends or colleagues you think might enjoy it. For information on how to connect with me, you can check out the show notes, or you can find me on Instagram at Raising Resilient Children. Until next time, thanks again for listening.